Last weekend, I went to the TESOL conference in Florida, in Tampa, Florida. TESOL is short for Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages. You can go to college and get a degree in TESOL. Or you can get a TESOL certificate, and this will certify you to teach English to speakers of other languages. So anyway, there's a big global conference every year. And this year, it was in Florida. And I have always wanted to go. And finally, I was able to go, even though it was only for 2 days. The conference is like 4 or 5 days because it's a big conference. So there were people coming from Europe, from Asia. I met people from Indonesia. I met people from Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Mongolia. Where else? Brazil. I met teachers from so many different countries. I met teachers from Venezuela, Colombia, Mexico. It was amazing. And of course, from the United States as well. And so I got this idea. I was like, I want to talk to these English teachers, these ESL teachers, educators. And there were so many, you know, presentations about different ways of teaching. And there was a bookstore that sold like books on teaching, teaching method, different skills, listening, speaking, grammar, vocabulary. So it was like a big fair and I really, really loved it. But I got this idea. I wanted to ask teachers this question. What is the best way to learn English? Because that's a question that students always ask. Teacher, what is the best way to learn English? Obviously, there are so many different ways to learn English. There are different methods. There are different learning styles. So it really depends. But the general idea, everyone who wants to learn English wants to know what is the secret. What is the best way to learn English? And so I met some wonderful teachers from, you know, that are native speakers from America. And I also met English teachers, just like myself, who learned English, whose native language is not English. And I got some wonderful answers from some experts in the field. And I wanted to share their answers with you guys. And I hope this will help you to improve your English much more quickly. And I hope this will inspire you and motivate you to continue learning. So, teacher, what is the best way to learn English?
Hi, my name's Alicia Owen, and I'm an international educator. In my opinion, the best way to learn English is to make sure you're talking. After all, if you're going to learn a language, you're going to have to know how to use it. So, talking is the secret. Find yourself a person who you can speak with in your new language. And that's the way you're going to show growth.
Well, my name is Daniel Gwim, and that's a really interesting question. I would say one thing that's really important is that students have to learn English in a way that interests them. So that could be through watching videos, watching movies, watching TV series, playing video games, listening to music, doing a hobby in English. I think that it has to be personalized in that way. I think another thing that's really important is finding the way that works best for them. Some students work very well with written exercises and with writing things out with repetition. Other students do better with things like just a lot of listening activities. So you just have to get to know the way that you learn best and seek out those opportunities.
Awesome. And where do you teach?
So I teach independently in Santiago, Chile, and most of my classes are online, given that it's just a lot easier for everyone. I think we discovered that during the pandemic.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
My name is Bukhar Abdelhakim. I am a university professor of English. I'm from Morocco. I think the best way, according to scientific studies and according basically to question, is reading, but reading things that are easy and at your level. This way you can develop yourself in terms of vocabulary, grammar, and also writing later on. Okay? There are, of course, other ways, such as watching YouTube videos, listening to songs, and trying to read anything that interests you in English.
Okay, well, my name is Fuad. I'm from Indonesia. The best way to learn English is to connect people who have same vision to learn English. Circle is everything. Number one, we need to practice a lot. We need to speak a lot. We need to meet with people who can help us. If we do not have a right circle to support us, it must be really hard. So for me, circle is the thing that can help us to learn English.
So basically connecting,
connecting
and practicing
people.
With other
people. Yes, practicing with other people.
I love that.
Hello, my name is Ardi. I'm from Turkmenistan, but I live in Ohio, US. So actually there are many ways to learn English, but in my opinion, the best way to learn English is creating an English learning environment. But like creating an English learning environment doesn't mean you need to be in an English speaking country. It means that you need to hear and listen to English words or videos, or you need to watch English movies. This is the first step. Later on, once you have a little background in English, then you directly start speaking English. It's like children learning their mother tongue. First, they listen for a while, then they directly start using the language. It doesn't mean you need to build like long sentences. You can just build two word sentences, or you can just say a word, but you directly start using it.
Hello, my name is Humam Al-Attar. I am originally from Iraq. So my first language is Arabic, but I have been here in the United States for almost 13 years. And I work and teach ESL in Kentucky, in Bowling Green. That is 1 hour from Nashville. The best way to learn English or to improve your English, that's what I always tell my students. You know English. You're not here to learn English, but to improve your English. So the best way to improve your English is to listen. Listen. Always listen. Find new words every day. At least five new words every day. Practice those words. Use Google Translate only for these words. Don't use Google Translate for a complete sentence. No, you understand the whole sentence. But that one word that confuses you, put it on Google Translate. Translate it, find the definition for that word, find a synonym that you understand or it's easy for you to understand. Then use the little speaker on Google Translate so you can listen to how pronounced that word. And repeat, repeat, listen and repeat all the time. Repeat in your head silently and then repeat it out loud. Listen to your voice. It's important to listen to your voice when you speak English. That will give you more confidence when you speak English. Okay? And good luck.
Hi, I'm Jennifer from English with Jennifer. And first of all, there isn't one best way that works for everybody, but I do think you need to create opportunities. You need to create opportunities to use the language. Don't just receive, put it out there. You need to read, you need to write. So you need to create opportunities to actually use the language.
Okay, hi, my name is David Courtney, and I'm an English language instructor and director at Al-Quds in Jerusalem, Palestine. The best way is to meet your goals. So there might be, for example, a student tells me they need to learn English because they need to go to university. So I would tell them to start by listening to short videos that they enjoy about different topics, maybe their favorite TV show, but not only to listen, but to also produce English, like writing and speaking, and find ways to use English when you're achieving your goals.
Now I have a question for you. Which one of these answers was your favorite? Comment it below, and please share this episode with your friends who are learning English.